afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
No, are you giving it the five? Good afternoon. I'm Jamie Bissett, and welcome to Marketing in Motion. It's a new weekly show, a monthly show here that we hope you'll find very interesting as we look at how to remain relevant and effective in reaching your target audience in the new and ever-evolving world of marketing and advertising. I'd like to introduce my first guest and my future host, Tim Atkins. Tim Atkins is our digital media specialist here at Rio Grande. And Tim, can you real briefly kind of tell me a little bit about you? What's your background?
Sure. Well, I first started in computers way back whenever I had a Commodore 64 in my house, which was a very, very long time ago. You could see that I'm not really exactly in my 20s. But from there, I started getting into computers and web pages. I built my first web page in the late 90s using only a web TV and an online text editor. I used an actual VCR plugged into the web TV in order to freeze frame for photos, and actually turned out a pretty good web page from just doing that. I started getting into communications, went back to school kind of later, or not like late in life, but a little later. I got a degree in radio television, electronic media from Ohio University. From there, I liked it so much that I stayed for a bachelor's in communications, and I have a communications bachelor's in organizational communications and communications and public advocacy as well. I then went to get my master's degree. I have a master's degree in interactive media from Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. And the interactive media degree consists of a lot of things from graphic design to social media to marketing, audio, video. So that's basically what I bring to the table to this particular job. I also just recently completed a social media certification, which is a graduate level certification, and I am currently involved with my second specialization, which will be a graphic design specialization from CalArts. I used to run my own freelance company. I still do that occasionally. You can find that at it's called 19 Media and Design. You can find that on my webpage. I'll give a quick plug for it at 19media.net, which is spelled out NINETEEN media.net. And you can see some of my work there and also a couple of the blog posts that I've done as well.
Excellent. Well, I know we're very glad you're here and with us. I know in the past year our social media presence has jumped over 50%. We're good on that. When we think of marketing, advertising, branding, I mean, it's almost now kind of all one ball. And when I look at it, I kind of divide it into three different areas. Your traditional media, mm-hmm. television, print, billboard, radio, things of that sort. Your earned media, and basically any type of media that is almost done on your behalf. Press releases are a very good example of that.
Right.
And then the third one is the digital. Website and social media. Those two go really hand in hand now. Available, whether it's human or financial, that's an area that we can really take advantage of with that. Our website now, those out there watching, is under construction, so it's going to be totally revamped. Because one of the things that I think we learned, Tim, is that people may hear about us or first discover us through different social media platforms.
Right.
But how they learn about us is our website. And it's with anything. When you have an interest in something, the first thing you do, it's either going to be Google it or you go into their website, and that's where you're going to get the product information. There are literally thousands of different platforms and applications out there. I mean, it just makes sense. Why don't we be on all of them?
That's a good question, actually. A lot of people, whenever they go into social media at the very beginning, they always think, I have to be everywhere all the time. And honestly, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to be there, so they don't go anywhere. Social media can be extremely overwhelming to somebody that doesn't know anything about how do I get started. I hear this from a lot of business owners and organizations as well. I know I have to be on social media, but I can't be everywhere at once, and I don't even know where to get started. There's so many different platforms. I would suggest to make sure that you are on the platform where your audience is. If your audience tends to be younger, Instagram is a good place. We'll say, well, you have to be on Snapchat. That's not necessarily true. You have to make sure you know how those platforms work.
Standing how the audience are using those individual platforms. Are they using it to communicate with their peers? Are they using it to learn about something? Are they just interested in an entity or individual that they want to follow and get updates, whether it's to hear what maybe a political candidate says or what offer this restaurant has? So they're kind of picking and choosing, and then so we need to kind of know what our a young audience, particularly fairly young audience, that are communicating back and forth. They're not looking to see what the political candidate said or when the shoes are on sale.
Right. They're not necessarily a typical Snapchat user is not necessarily interested in buying. They're not interested in what the delivers to them. Now, don't get me wrong, they still use Snapchat. And a lot of it is very successful.
Twitter or Instagram. We'd like to be stronger on YouTube and LinkedIn is also a strong platform for us as well. In having those, if a company was to establish themselves in that, are they using the same message on each of these platforms? I mean, so what I say on Facebook, is that what I want to say on LinkedIn? Is it a cut and paste and I'm done?
Yeah, a lot of business organization in a way is good because there are some messages that you can go out to your different types of marketing, and that would be okay. But you don't want to do that all the time because they're different demographics and different messages. Well, Facebook tends to be universal, but sometimes
then you don't look good. But getting back to what you were saying about everywhere with the same message,
I tell people don't do that. If you're going to do that, do that very rarely, very rarely.
And because each platform has a different audience.
If
you're on they're following you for different reasons, and you have to understand that. And one of the things that we do a lot here is we look at our analytics on our platform, and one of our primary goals here is it's all about engagement.
Exactly.
Right? So putting the message out there is great, but what we want people to do is to engage. Either they're going to comment, they're going to like, they're going to share, they're going to retweet. Doing that because talking to your audience is, it's a priority. But we want to reach their followers,
right?
And if we're not putting out engaging material in the mark,
sure.
So what type of things or items, messages, posts have been successful for us increasing our engagement?
Well, for us, I can tell you that not posts, very, very rarely. First notice, that effect. Very rarely do we do any posts without if the photograph just doesn't look good,
and
maybe consider another photograph or something else.
And part of that, I think what supports what you're saying is that we know that when we look at the analytics of our platform, that primarily a high percentage, upwards of sometimes 80% of people who are accessing our platform.
You don't know what you're looking for, but
you'll know when you see it.
When you see it.
And what stops people is the image,
right?
Because no one can read that fast. So people want to be info.
Exactly. And that's what's going to stop, like you said, and you be good info. Now, image doesn't necessarily have to post.
It's being relevant to the audience, what your company is. How important is it to even be a subject matter expert? So if I'm in a restaurant business or something, I'm trying to promote tonight's menu. How can I come across as expert in this dish or this food?
You know, what the ingredients are, unless you want to, unless that's what you're about. If you want, but I think the important thing is that that passion comes through with any subject matter. If you run a restaurant and you're really passionate about a particular dish, tell me why you're passionate about it. Don't tell me, you know, don't try to make up something about,
this is why you should come into my restaurant and blah, blah, blah with, you know, whatever.
Let that passion show through. Tell me in a conversational style. That's very important from what we do, is it's a conversational style. Tell me in just a couple of short sentences, you know, narrowing down your platform, understanding who your audience is. We kind of talked about the different types of content out there. And we've gone through this very fast. I mean, I think we could spend easily a couple of days talking about it, but getting the high levels of that. So we've shared all this on what to do and how to do it. If I'm a business out there, why don't I just go out there and hire some 16-year-olds? That's a question that we get a lot. You know, my cousin's daughter's nephew's sister does computer stuff. Yeah, I'm sure that they can do it. You know, they know how that Facebook works. They're on it all the time. The reason that you don't want to do that is because, for a simple example, that just because you know how something works doesn't mean you're going to be an expert at it. Doesn't mean you know what it is, you know, under the hood. I kind of compare it to just because you know how a word processor works, or, you know, I'm going to age myself, or a typewriter, you know, just because you know how to type doesn't mean that you're going to be a novelist. Doesn't mean you're going to be a best-selling writer. You know how the keyboard works. You know how social media works. But in order to have your business be successful at it, you have to be the writer. You have to be that novelist. You have to be that best-selling author to know how to engage people with social media. Social media is just a tool. You have to know how to use those tools in order to be successful.
And again, the other thing, too, is that we talk about a lot, and we do a lot here, and that's analyzing our activities.
Mm-hmm.
All the platforms do much out there, and if they don't, there are services companies out there that for a fee, nominal fee, can provide analytics for you. And really looking at and analyzing to make sure that you're getting the most out of it. So the analytics is very important. You don't need to have, for most of them, you know, you don't need to have a PhD to understand it. But if you're investing time and effort into it, you really need to look to see what's working. And if it's not, change it. If it is, you keep doing it. So we talked about social media. And if we think about social media, 2016, 10 years ago, 2006, coming online, there were a couple, but no one was really using it. You know, smartphones really weren't relevant.
Right. Unless you were on MySpace.
Right. And, yeah, that was the big one. And
right.
And in 10 years' time, we went from platforms that were designed for social,
mm-hmm.
For me to communicate with you, hey, you know, we're having this event, you know, let's meet for dinner at 10 o'clock. Now they've taken to the next step, and these platforms are really working, or companies and individuals are really using them for their marketing. Doing that, utilizing these platforms, great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Our resources. But they've raised the game just in the last 2 years now to where that many of these platforms offer promotion, boosting of your posts or stories for a fee.
Right.
We recently have been doing that and having some great success.
Some excellent success.
Why have we been seeing success?
Well, the reason I think is because, first of all, it's cost effective. It's a cost effective means of advertising, and we really don't have to, you know, tell us exactly why that. But I think the reason is because whenever people are in a social mood, whenever you go on a social network, your mindset is that I'm going to have a conversation. I'm going to, you know, find out about what my friends care about. I'm going to find out about some things that I care about, and I'm willing to engage. When you open up your Facebook feed, a lot of times you're already in that mode to engage. So whenever they come across something that has the University of Rio Grande on it, if they have any media, like you said, to kind of get that engagement out. Now that the engagement is there and we've gotten a lot of engagement, people are interested in what we're doing. So if you're interested in what you're doing and the University of Rio Grande pops up, people want to know. And that's, it's a development from the engagement process all the way up to where now our ads are successful because we did that engagement already.
Well, there's that, and I'll share with the audience a recent campaign that we did. We really wanted to try out some things. We had it lasted a week,
mm-hmm.
And we were able to set a budget, a daily budget. We had it reached, I think it was over 14,000 people. So 14,000 people at least saw the ad in their feed. But from that, we had the exact number, 600 clicks on it. So they clicked on it. There's 600 people that were interested in it. And from that, we had over 20 that actually filled out a call to action form.
Right.
So when you do all the numbers on that, it was basically less than a penny for some of the CRIs.
Right.
It was about 25 cents for some of the click on it. And
the tools are easy to use. But like we touched on earlier, just because you know how to use the tools doesn't mean that you'll be successful. And you know, we can talk about that at a later date, of course.
And we do. We're getting near the end here. I know we went over a lot. It was very high level. We didn't get an opportunity to go into a whole lot of detail. And in our future shows, we hope to do that and look at different segments. Going back, though, at the, you know, talking about the paid ads with that, we're utilizing some of the platforms we've had where we've done Facebook, we've done Instagram, we've done Twitter, had success with that. There are other internet opportunities out there. I mean, that's one of the things we want to say for another show is that you see it all the time. You go to a website and you're looking at some red sneakers. And you go away the next day, you're on the internet, and all of a sudden you start seeing these ads, red sneakers.
Right.
And you think it's really, you know, great opportunities with internet advertising. So whether it's, you know, Google AdWords, banner ads, you know, retargeting, things of that sort. And that's what one of the episodes we hope to have in the future of how to take advantage of that. Those may be a little more out of the average person's skill level, may have to gauge some outside help on that,
right.
But there's still the opportunity for that, and it's where the industry is going. Because if we look at where traditional media was 10, 15 years ago, that was where the bulk of the advertising dollars were going. Nowadays,
there
are opportunities for that,
right.
So we hope in the future episodes we'll see guests that can also talk to that. Any final thoughts, Tim?
Well, just a couple. I know that we just really scratched the surface just briefly. And later on in future episodes, we're going to be really getting into depth on what's going on. Everything is changing in marketing. Digital media, social media, everything is changing. And we're going to keep you up to date on what those changes are and how you can keep track of them and use them to your benefit.
And I would say that Rio, our emails are available on the website. We'll post those later in episodes as we get a little more intelligent on our programming here. But really enjoyed it. I hope you found it helpful. Again, I'm Jamie Bissett. My co-host now, no longer a guest, Tim Atkins, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.